Summary: a strategic pivot in the Ivy League. You know what's really interesting? Harvard's endowment, that $56.9 billion beast, just made a bold move in crypto. They're not just holding Bitcoin anymore.
Exactly. The Harvard Management Company reduced their Bitcoin ETF stake by 21%, but added a new Ethereum ETF position. It's like they're saying, we're not done with crypto, but we're smarter about it.
This isn't just a random tweak, it's a calculated shift. They're diversifying, not retreating. It's a sign that even the most elite institutions are thinking deeper about digital assets.
Absolutely. This move shows how Harvard is balancing risk and reward in a volatile market. It's a clear message. Crypto isn't just for speculators anymore.
Reading the tea leaves, the numbers behind the move, let's break it down. Selling Bitcoin ETFs while buying Ethereum. That's not just portfolio management, it's a signal about the future of blockchain.
Right. While selling Bitcoin ETFs is common, the simultaneous Ethereum bet suggests they're not just reacting to market noise. They're actively evaluating which assets have long-term potential.
And that's where the difference between Bitcoin and Ethereum really shines. One's like digital gold, the other's the engine of innovation. Harvard's choosing the latter.
Exactly. Bitcoin's all about scarcity, while Ethereum's about enabling decentralized apps and smart contracts. Harvard's betting on Ethereum's growth as a platform.
The timing. The Ethereum ETF just launched. Harvard's quick move says they're confident in its legitimacy, and that's a big deal for the market.
This isn't just about money. It's about validation. If Harvard's putting capital into ETHA, it's a green light for others to follow.
Why this move matters beyond Cambridge Harvard isn't just a university. It's a financial bellwether. Their actions are a roadmap for other institutions.
Definitely. Their pivot could influence pension funds, family offices, and nonprofits to rethink their crypto strategies. This is a turning point.
The implications. Three key areas. First, it validates Ethereum ETFs as serious investment tools.
And it shows regulators are on the right track. Harvard's confidence in ETHA could push more institutional adoption.
Second, this move highlights active management over passive holding. Harvard's not just buying and holding, they're adjusting.
That's a sign of market maturity. Investors are now treating crypto like any other asset, adapting to trends and risks.
Third, it marks the maturation of the crypto market. With ETFs, investors can participate without the headaches of custody or volatility.
This is a huge step toward institutionalizing crypto. It's making the market more transparent and accessible.
Looking ahead, a more nuanced crypto portfolio Harvard's move shouldn't be seen as a Bitcoin loss of faith. It's about evolving their strategy.
Right. For an endowment of their size, holding all eggs in one crypto basket would be reckless. Diversification is key.
By balancing Bitcoin and Ethereum, they're building a resilient portfolio. It's not just about picking winners, it's about managing risk.
This could inspire others to think beyond crypto as a single bet. Instead, they'll see it as a diverse asset class with unique opportunities.
And as more ETFs launch, we'll see more of this sophisticated portfolio sculpting. The future of crypto is about smart, strategic investing.
Critical takeaways for the broader market. So, what's the takeaway? Harvard's pivot is a game changer.
Diversification is now a strategic imperative. Investors are spreading risk across different assets and technologies.
And the rise of institutional-grade assets like spot ETFs is reshaping the crypto landscape. These tools are bridging the gap between traditional finance and digital assets.
This isn't just about money, it's about the future of blockchain. Harvard's move is a signal that the market is here to stay, and it's evolving.
The trend toward diversified crypto holdings is only accelerating. Institutional investors are finally treating crypto like the legitimate asset class it's becoming.